While Elisha the prophet served the Lord in the northern kingdom, Judah to the south went through difficult times. Jehoshaphat of Judah reigned for 25 years in Jerusalem. Towards the end of his life, his eldest son Jehoram became co-regent. Jehoshaphat had given his sons gifts of silver and gold and articles of value, but the kingdom was given to Jehoram because he was the eldest. After the death of his father, Jehoram reigned on his own. He was 32 years old when he became king in Jerusalem. It was the 5th year of Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel. Jehoram was Joram's brother-in-law, as he had married Athaliah, daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. This marriage alliance had disastrous consequences for the kingdom of Judah, as Athaliah was like her mother, and she did what Jezebel had done. She had an evil influence on her husband, and the country suffered because of this. Once Jehoram had established himself firmly over his father's kingdom, he put his 6 brothers to the sword, along with some of the leaders in Judah. He took their property and strengthened his rule over the country. He promoted idolatry, built pagan shrines on the hills of Judah, and caused the people of Jerusalem to worship Baal and Astarte. During his father Jehoshaphat's reign, the kingdom of Judah had been blessed and protected by the Lord. But after his son's accession to the throne, calamity came upon the country. The Edomites, vassals of the kings of Judah, rebelled and set up their own king. Jehoram marched against them with his army, but he and his chariot commanders were surrounded. The king, however, managed to break through by night and went back to Jerusalem, but he was never able to quell the uprising, and Edom kept its independence. Libna, a town in Judah on the borders of Philistia, also rebelled against Jehoram. One day the king received a letter from Elijah. The prophet must have written it towards the end of his life on earth before being caught up to heaven, when Jehoram became co-regent. The letter said, "This is what the Lord, the God of your forefather David, says. You have not walked in the ways of your father Jehoshaphat, nor of Asa, king of Judah. But you have followed the example of the kings of Israel, and you have led Judah and the people of Jerusalem into idolatry, just as the house of Ahab did. You have also murdered your own brothers, members of your father's house, men who were better than you. So now the Lord is about to strike your people, your sons, your wives, and everything that is yours with a heavy blow. You yourself will be very ill, with a lingering disease of the intestines, and you will suffer greatly." It was not long before the king, his family, and the country were hit by disaster. Shortly after Jehoram received the prophet's letter, the land of Judah was invaded by the Philistines to the west and by the Arabs to the south. The armies overran and ruined the country, carrying off everything of any value. They forced their way into the palace in Jerusalem, taking all that belonged to the king. They killed all Jehoram's sons except Ahaziah, the youngest. Ahaziah was spared only because the Lord had promised not to destroy the house of David. Then Jehoram was struck with an incurable disease of the bowels, which caused him great pain. He died after 2 years of suffering and was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. He had reigned for 8 years, and no one regretted his death. His people made no fire in his honor, as they had for the kings before him. Then his youngest son, Ahaziah, reigned in his place. Next episode, Jehu, the soldier king.